after the Lazar story broke, the UFO watchers came here and discovered this land. They came here in four-wheel drives to overlook the secret base. A consistent story that comes up from a lot of workers is that a craft was brought here around 1953, and that actual live aliens were brought here about that same time. Bob Lazar paints a scenario where the craft has an anti-gravity reactor, or a gravity reactor that produces a wave of gravity to counteract Earth's. If you're inside this craft, it has no seatbelt, because to you, inside the craft, it is always upright at natural gravity. All the stories that float around this place are as much a mystery to workers as they are to us. If UFOs are real, the government has perhaps a legitimate interest in avoiding panic and making sure that society does not overreact to this situation. Purportedly, UFOs have been known to the government since the 40s and 50s. During that time, there was a lot of hysteria about communism, about world affairs. If you were to introduce UFOs at that time, perhaps there would be mass hysteria. Perhaps there would be a shaking of the foundations of our society.